Right now, let's turn our attentions to matters of local government. And we have Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, joining us on the show this morning. Craig, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Robert. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Lone Ranger this morning, poor old Steve. He's the trees have come down on the country property, South Fork. Yes.
There's a lot of tree damage around, I'm sure, Robbo. I did go for a walk this morning and, along Back Creek, and there was a fair bit of limbs down along the creek and along roadside. So as people start to get up and get ready for work and take kids to school and all that sort of thing, be careful out there because there's quite a bit of damage overnight, which was some of the strongest winds I've ever heard, I reckon, Robbo.
Yeah, no, certainly woke me up a couple of times, that's for sure. Mm. And, you know, waking myself up with wind in the night is not, you know, unusual in itself, but not this loud.
Very damaging.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's talk about rate payments. You've already had one extension, but another week extension, yeah?
Yeah, we pushed the fourth instalment, which was due on the 31st of May. We pushed it out to the 21st of June, final instalment. So just giving people a bit more time to be prepared and pay that last instalment.
Very
about
good.
Half of our rates are paid by instalment. And we've had to close our customer service centres as well, Robbo. So just making sure that people have the right opportunity to come in and pay. So we'll have our customer service centres open from next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
People can also pay online at post offices or at Bendigo Bank branches as well. So just making sure that everyone gets as much opportunity as they can to make that last instalment payment.
Just a question without notice, I just thought of too, with it being the public holiday too, does that affect bin collections much?
No, right. Only really on Christmas Day.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So bin collections should be right early next week.
Now, seems strange to be talking about a play space with the weather like this that we're having at the moment, but the Strathdale Park play space, what's the latest with that?
Yeah, so we design our play spaces and then either we build them or contractors build them, bring different people in to erect them. But we'd really try and create spaces that are inclusive and accessible for everyone. And, you know, the Eagle Hawk play space is a great example of that. Crook Street in Strathdale is another example where we've developed a great play space there. It's actually received an award from the Victorian Award of the Australian Institute of Landscape Architects. So it's a regional achievement award.
Fantastic.
Which is great to be recognised for the work that our staff do, particularly, and then that will go on to be judged at a national level. Most importantly, it's a great space for kids,
yes.
For families to take their kids and to enjoy time together and come together, and really important that kids get an opportunity to learn and play at the same time. So.
Yeah.
Great spaces across the city.
Yep. No, I was out there actually the other week and coffee van there and had a coffee as well and the park area next to it. And it's fantastic. Really nice. So, yeah, good
stuff. Great setting and great right through that sort of Kennington Strathdale precinct through the Kennington Reservoir and through there. So, fantastic walking and cycling opportunity as well.
I guess a good chance just to remind people too this morning about IDs and checking in, given the circumstances under which we are living at the minute.
Yeah. Jesus, it's hard to keep up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So you've got to really be on the metal in terms of making sure we understand what the rules are at any one time, and face masks inside, all those things are still relevant. So just asking people, look, as you go out over the weekend, as we go around our business in regional Victoria, unfortunately we can go about our business reasonably well, to check in and make sure you're ready to either scan in or write your name down on the list to make sure that we're doing what we need to do rather than putting pressure on the businesses to have to ask us all the time to do that. So, we all go into supermarkets and bakeries and all these different places where we probably used to just walk in and out pretty quickly.
Mm.
Important that we do record where we've been on our phones or on those lists so that we do the right thing, Robbo.
Yep, only takes
a
second.
It's not hard.
No, it's not. It's not. And finally, just before you leave us, Craig, just a reminder, new speed limit on Crusoe Road too.
Yeah, might recall that there was a bit of public debate about this one earlier in the year about tree removal and putting up barriers and all those sorts of things to try and make the road safer.
Yeah.
And we stopped that bit of work and said, well, let's firstly go with a reduction in speed limit. So Crusoe Road from Kangaroo Flat out to Lockwood has been reduced to 80 kilometres per hour. That's effective now. So it's been put in place. So lots of people would use that road every day and probably not even realise. So make sure you do abide by those rules. It's a good way of preserving trees and natural habitat as well as making the road as safe as we possibly can.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Craig, have a great long weekend. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Thank you, Robert.